USA Today columnist enraged that Caitlin Clark is getting a shoe deal instead of black WNBA players. By Warner Todd Houston on April 22, 2024. Lefty sports columnist Mike Freeman took to the pages of USA Today on Monday to complain that basketball star Caitlin Clark got a shoe deal after she ended her college basketball career and headed into the WNBA. According to a variety of reports, Clark is expected to earn her own signature shoe deal. CNN, for instance, reported on Monday that Nike is preparing to offer the Iowa women's basketball star a shoe deal worth up to $28 million over 8 years. But to Freeman, this is an insult to black players. In his editorial on Monday, Freeman goes on the attack, writing, "In a majority black league, there are currently no black players with signature shoes. If she does," Freeman writes of Clark's pending shoe deal, "Clark would join only three other WNBA players with signature shoes: Breanna Stewart, Elena Deldon, and Sabrina Ionescu. You may notice a pattern there. What could that pattern be? Those players are all white women." Freeman admits that between 1995 and 2011, every signature shoe coming out of the WNBA belonged to a black woman. But today, there are three WNBA players with a shoe deal, and if Clark gets hers, that will make four. And all four are white women. Oh, the humanities. Freeman goes on to point out that the current lack of a shoe deal for any black WNBA players shows how black women are being ignored in a league that they dominate. Naturally, Freeman did not address why it was perfectly fine for diversity, equity, and inclusion that no white female ever had a shoe deal for most of the existence of the WNBA. Indeed, Freeman insists that you are a fool if you think that the reason these four white women have, or are about to get, a shoe deal is because they are the league's stars. The columnist points to Asia Wilson as the prime example of a star who doesn't have a shoe deal. And Freeman contends it is because she is black. While Freeman tries to backtrack by saying Clark deserves her success, he insists Wilson deserves it more and has for some time. She is, after all, the best overall player in the world. It's all because of racism, Freeman exclaims. What so much of this comes down to is a lack of respect for the black women of the WNBA. A lack of respect for black Americans overall isn't something new to the marketing world. This is old hat. That doesn't change the ugliness of it, he claimed. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.